Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios located within the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in downtown Sioux City, Iowa. It's been a little while since we've been in the Hard Rock Studios, but we're back today with Mr. Brad Newton of the Siouxland Initiative. Before we begin our conversation with Mr. Newton, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. As I said, our guest today, Brad Newton from the Siouxland Initiative. Brad serves as the Director of Economic Development and Workforce Solutions. We're going to talk a little bit about that work and the changing role and responsibility he has at the Siouxland Initiative in the wake of COVID-19 and the workforce challenges that exist throughout the country. We're also going to talk about a special program that Brad has initiated in cooperation with some other entities in the area focused on college students and their internships called Summer in Siouxland. Brad, welcome back to our Grow Siouxland radio program.
Thanks, Chris. Glad to be here.
We're thrilled to have you in studio. Know you're a busy guy, so thank you for taking part of your Saturday morning to join us. I guess we're just delaying yard work a couple hours, right?
It's getting to be that time of year.
It certainly is. And Brad, I know Summer in Siouxland is a high priority for you going into the summer months, and here we are on the precipice of high school and college graduations. But before we get there, each Saturday morning we introduce our guests to our radio listening audience. Tell us a little bit about your background. I know you're a South Sioux City native.
Grew up in South Sioux City, pretty much been here in the Siouxland area my entire life. I ventured away a couple different times, once to the Minneapolis area, but found my way back home. And then I took off for Dallas-Fort Worth for a little bit and, again, found my way back home. And been working with the Siouxland Initiative for going on 3 years now.
Hard to believe time moves that quickly, and a good chunk of that time we were immersed in COVID. Before we talk about the impact of COVID, tell me a little bit about your family and your wife.
Yeah, so my wife is Lisa, and we have three boys, age 26, 22, and 18. So we have one left in the house. He'll be graduating this month, actually. So we will be soon to be empty nesters.
Well, shout out to Lisa, who we get to spend a little time with as we work through workforce challenges. She serves in an executive leadership role in human resources at Wells Enterprises. And a shout out to your son, Keller, who will graduate from North High School later this month. Brad, this has really been an interesting time for you to join an economic development organization because COVID shut so much of the economy down. I think that we were seeing the initial stages of a workforce crisis before COVID hit. COVID, of course, exacerbated that. We have the great resignation, some people call it, where people are remaining outside of the workforce, which presents real challenges for economic development. Tell us about where the initiative board of directors, where they are today as they focus on economic development in the tri-state region.
Sure. Yeah, like you said, I joined the initiative shortly before COVID hit, and the workforce was a big challenge in our area leading into COVID. And I think COVID just basically added wind to the brush fire, if you will. And we're still seeing a lot of effects of that workforce shortage today. And as you know, I was hired on as the Director of Economic Development and Workforce Solutions and focused on trying to recruit companies to come and move to our area and create jobs in our region. Because of COVID and because of the workforce shortage that had been building up even prior to COVID, our board of directors decided that recruiting companies is maybe not the best thing for us to be doing right now. We don't need jobs. We need people. So we recently had a retreat, and we talked about what our focus should be. Should we continue to focus on trying to bring companies in here, or does it make more sense to focus on quality of life and placemaking and making our community a better place for professionals and families to move here so that we can help our employers with those workforce challenges?
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Where our guest today is Brad Newton, the Director of Economic Development and Workforce Solutions at the Siouxland Initiative. And Brad, during that retreat, you also summarized some recognition that the organization has received from Site Selection Magazine over the course of the last number of years. Tell us about that recognition and what it means to the organization as well as the tri-state community.
Yeah, absolutely. So each year, Site Selection Magazine awards communities based on their economic development projects. We submit every year to that contest, and I'm happy to report that in the year 2021, the Siouxland community, which is our tri-state community, Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, ranked number one for economic development for communities under 200,000 in population. And that's the third time in a row, or 3 years in a row now, that we've won that distinction. And we also have won that award 10 times now in the last 15 years. It's a great award to win. Obviously, we're the only community in the country that can claim that we've won that award. And when it comes to economic development and trying to attract people, professionals, and companies, it's a great feather in our cap.
And I know that a lot of the projects that you submit are not just new projects to the area, but they also score expansions that meet one of three criteria: $1 million in capital investment, 20 new employees, or 20,000 square feet of new floor space in conjunction with some element of construction. That said, those criteria have also developed into a per capita metro ranking. How have we fared in the per capita rankings the last few years?
Yeah, so last year, Site Selection Magazine did a per capita for communities. They'd been doing it for states for a number of years, but last year was the first time that they did a per capita for communities. And the Siouxland community won first place last year per capita, and we also won first place this year per capita. And when you look at our per capita ranking, which was 131 points, that was actually the best per capita ranking for any community in the United States, regardless of size. So it says something about, like you said, not only the new businesses coming to the area, but the Siouxland businesses that continue to grow and choose to expand in our community.
And Brad, that recognition, we are not only the top per capita, as you said, but also overall. Does that include the Chicagos, the Dallases, the New Yorks?
Yeah, absolutely, regardless of size. I mean, the million-plus populations, the 200 and up populations, we have the very best per capita score at 131 points.
Great news, and again, I think really a tribute to the number of companies who decide to invest back in our community. You're off to a great start in 2022. I understand there have been two really significant expansions announced. One significant expansion announced and one brand new company preparing for a groundbreaking already in the 2022 dossier.
Yeah, we do. Two great projects already this year. Cold Link, which is a cold storage facility that is going to be breaking ground soon, if they haven't already, down in the Southbridge Business Park in Sioux City. And then also Royal Canin announced a huge expansion, $185 million expansion to their plant that is fairly new already, or itself, just 3 years after completing a huge expansion out there. They're already expanding again at the tune of $185 million expansion.
So, Brad, we have about 2 minutes in this segment of the program, and then we'll transition into a detailed conversation about summer in Siouxland and the summer internship program that our tri-state region is showcasing for college-age students and hopefully setting a foundation for bringing them to our community after college. Before we get there, what does the future of economic development look like at the Siouxland Initiative? You mentioned that there's a bit of a transition from economic development focus and recruiting companies and helping companies expand to maybe a more people focus. What do we have to do to attract more individuals, more young families, so that we can staff the jobs that are available right now? Does that mean the initiative's focus changes somewhat as well?
Yeah, I think it does. You and I have kind of joked in office about our role changing, and we are always going to be economic developers, but now we're also placemakers.
Creative placemakers.
Creative placemaking professionals. And I think that just means that, we're going to have more focus on quality of life initiatives.
And one of those starts with Destination Iowa. I know that you've been working closely with Matt Salvatore, Director of Parks and Recreation, for the city of Sioux City. What's going on with Destination Iowa And the Siouxland Region's application.
Yeah, we're super excited about Destination Iowa. It's a one-of-a-kind grant opportunity in the state of Iowa for improving quality of life in your communities. And as you mentioned, we've been working very closely with Matt Salvatore, trying to raise some money for some really exciting trail projects that are going to connect our three communities. And I think we are getting very, very close to our goal. And submitting that application for that grant proposal by May 9th. We want to be one of the first proposals landing on the desk.
So with this program, I know that Destination Iowa has a $100 million overall fund. Within that is a $40 million outdoor recreation fund. And so the Siouxland area is pursuing a grant within that outdoor recreation fund somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 or $8 million. We wish you every success. Thanks for your hard work. And when we come back, we'll begin our conversation about summer in Siouxland. We'll be right back with Brad Newton of the Siouxland Initiative after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogenreef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Initiative as well as the Chamber of Commerce coming to you from the Hard Rock Radio Studios. Our guest is Brad Newton from the Siouxland Initiative. Brad is a South Sioux City, Nebraska native who attended Briarcliff University, played basketball for the legendary Ray Nackey, had a career in insurance before becoming an economic development professional, and now transitioning into creative placemaking as we address the labor challenges throughout the Siouxland Tri-State region. Brad is coming off a retreat with the board of directors at the Siouxland Initiative, where the focus has changed somewhat to include a more intensive concentration on quality of life initiatives throughout the Tri-State area. One way that we will look at enhancing our labor force is bringing in college students and introducing them to the Tri-State. And Brad, that's the perfect segue for introducing your Summer in Siouxland internship program. Tell us a little bit about the program, if you will.
Yeah, so this is going to be the second year that we're doing Summer in Siouxland, last year obviously being the first, and it all started with an email from Alex Waters with Morningside University, also serves as a councilman on the Sioux City Council, and he sent me an email about a program that the Des Moines Partnership was doing regarding interns, and it was about this time last year that he sent me that email. I looked it over. Great program. I emailed Alex back. I said, we don't have a lot of time, but let's do this. We need to do this in Siouxland. And we gathered a group of other professionals, other organizations together to help us put together a program that we named Summer in Siouxland. And it is an internship program where we are trying to find and engage any and every intern that is in the Siouxland area through the summer, working for one of our great organizations. And we really want to provide some networking opportunities for them, some professional development opportunities for them. And then also, during the entire time, we want to showcase our community. A lot of these kids are not from Siouxland. They're from other areas. So while we have them here, let's show off our community a little bit so that we can hopefully keep some of them around.
So shout out to Sioux City Councilman Alex Waters for helping initiate this effort. What kinds of things will be included in Summer in Siouxland if someone has a child coming back to the Siouxland Tri-State region from Iowa, Iowa State, Nebraska, even Morningside or Briarcliff locally, Western Iowa Tech, Northeastern Community locally, or anywhere throughout the country that and they're spending the summer in our community, what can they expect from this program?
Yeah, so we're going to start on June 9th. There will be six total sessions. They go from 4 to 5 on Thursdays. I have sent out an email to all of our employers throughout the tri-state area, making them aware of this organization, this program, and asking them to sign up their interns for it. We got several exciting sessions. A lot of it, again, revolves around networking. We have a Clifton Strengths session, which is going to be exciting, and it helps interns. We've probably all taken one of those personality tests at one point in our lives, and it just helps interns understand their strengths, maybe their weaknesses, so that they can unlock their potential in their careers and in their lives. Alex Waters is actually going to be coaching that session, as he is a certified Clifton Strengths coach. And that session actually falls on a day where the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is having a Rush Hour Connect event at Gooseman Law Firm. So we worked with Gooseman Law Firm to use their Buffalo building. I'm not sure what that building is actually called, but it's the one that everybody knows. It has the Buffalo on it. So we'll hold our Clifton Strength session in that building. And then when we finish that up at around 5 o'clock, we're going to bring all the interns over to the Rush Hour Connect event at Gooseman so that they can mingle and network with other area professionals. So it should be a great event.
I know that you have some great sponsors in the Siouxland Initiative, Briarcliff University, Downtown Partners, the Siouxland GO or Siouxland Growth Organization, Morningside University. If other organizations want to become involved or learn more about the program, where would you direct them?
Yeah, so they can contact me. They can contact Alex Waters at Morningside University. My contact information is bnewton@siouxlandchamber.com. Please send me an email. Let me know that you're interested in having your interns participate in this program, and we'll send you a Google Doc where your interns can sign up and provide some general information and pick some of the topics that they want to learn more about while they're here.
And Brad, if they want to reach you by phone, how do they go about doing so?
My number is 712-259-1617.
So for those interested in having their interns participate or their company participate, is there a limit on the number of interns you will accept for this program?
There is. So again, I mentioned last year we did this for the first time, and we were surprised. We had between 55 and 60 interns, and we had about a month to plan this program last year. We had, I think, roughly 58 interns representing 19 colleges and universities and 32 organizations or companies here in the Siouxland area participated. So we found out that 55 to 60 is probably our max. So that's probably what we're going to stick with.
And then will you limit the number any particular company can send, or is this a first come, first serve kind of program?
It's kind of a first come, first serve type of program. So, no, we will not limit the number any one company can have participate in the program.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio, a station in the Powell Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Siouxland Tri-State region. Our guest is Brad Newton, who serves as the Director of Economic Development and Workforce Solutions for the Siouxland Initiative. Brad is talking about the Summer in Siouxland Summer Internship Program, sponsored by the Siouxland Initiative, Briarcliff University, Downtown Partners, the Siouxland Growth Organization, or Siouxland GO, and Morningside University. If you're interested in learning more about this program, you can contact Alex Waters at Morningside University or Brad Newton at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And Brad, what can the young people expect to take away from this experience?
Yeah, so it's just a great opportunity to meet local professionals and business leaders. It's a great opportunity for them to network with each other and some of those other business professionals. And we're going to do a lot of fun things along the way. One of the things that we have scheduled is an Explorers game, and we're doing that in partnership with Siouxland GO. So we hope to rent the deck that they have out in left field and bring all of our young professionals from the Siouxland GO organization to meet our interns and give them an opportunity to mingle and network. Interns will get a community leadership certificate at the end of this once they complete 5 out of the 6 sessions. It's a great thing for them just to be able to put on their resume. So overall, it's a great networking, professional development opportunity for them. And again, for us, it's about showcasing our community.
And the hope is that some of these young professionals will establish a relationship with an employer with whom they have this internship, and it very well could lead to professional employment upon college graduation.
That's what it's all about. This is a workforce initiative for us, and I'm going to read you a quote that we had from a survey last year that we gave to the students at completion. And this was a student that happened to have grown up in Sioux City, and her quote was, "I have lived in Sioux City my whole life, and this truly makes me want to further my career here." So that's exactly what this program is all about. The kinds of things that we want to do is provide opportunities to attract them to our communities and stay here.
Well, and that is a noble goal and an important goal, because as you noted earlier, the workforce challenges that we're seeing today are truly unprecedented. Never in our history have we seen unemployment this low consistently, and creating real challenges for all of our local employers.
Huge challenges, especially coming off of COVID. Unemployment rates in the tri-state area have been as low as they've ever been. I think Nebraska a couple months ago, maybe even last month, had the lowest unemployment rate ever recorded for any state ever since they've been keeping track of those percentages. So, we have the jobs. We need the people.
And this is a great way to do that. So we wish you every success in building the Summer in Siouxland program. Again, Brad Newton with the Siouxland Initiative, working closely with Briar Cliff, Morningside, Siouxland Go, and Downtown Partners. If you'd like to learn more, reach out to Brad at bnewton@siouxlandchamber.com. You may also call the Chamber's general information number at 712-255-7903. Or reach out to Sioux City Councilman Alex Waters at Morningside University, who's also been instrumental in establishing this program. Brad, thanks for spending a little bit of your Saturday morning with us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
And now it's off to listen to our friends from Ask Earl May. It's that time of year where we're all going to be spending lots of time in the yard. On behalf of our producer, Justin Barker, I'm Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. Make it a great weekend. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning.